Page 63. 3. Listening. Going cashless. The pros and cons. A. Listen. Raphael and Luana are talking about the pros and cons of a cashless society. Check the issues that they discuss.
Do you have any change? I need some coins for the vending machine.
No, sorry. Doesn't it take credit cards?
No. I mean, it's only a dollar. But I just don't have any change.
Let me see. It'll be much easier when they all take cards.
I guess.
Yeah. You won't always be looking for the right change. It'll just be more convenient.
I suppose.
I imagine in the future, we won't be using cash at all.
Really? Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even now I use a card for most things I buy.
But the problem with credit cards is that it's so easy to get into debt. People spend too much and they don't pay off the balance every month.
Right. You've got to watch it.
Yeah. If you don't pay off your balance every month, you can pay a lot in interest. So, you know, I think people will get into debt a lot more if they don't use cash.
Yeah. But one good thing is that there's going to be a lot less crime if people stop carrying cash around. People won't be able to steal money from you, like out of your purse or your pocket.
Yeah, but people will still steal credit cards and credit card numbers. And with some debit cards, someone could empty out your bank account before you realize the card's gone.
That's true. I guess some things won't change then. And of course, the other thing with cards is that the big stores can see exactly what you buy. They're going to be watching us all the time and analyzing what we spend.
Absolutely. It's a real invasion of our privacy. Soon, there'll be no privacy at all.
Still, it might be worth it. Carrying cash is such a pain.
I don't know. It works fine for me.
Except when you need candy from a machine and you don't have the right change. Here, I found 4 quarters.